amazing unicorns.
Today we are doing a segment we're calling Show and Sell.
Show and Sell.
The Tenneco vacuum mop.
It's basically a Tesla.
It's basically the Tesla mops. Okay, so I'm a big believer in trying to simplify tasks. Like when we moved into our house, we were like, we are getting a freaking Roomba. And we did. And it is used every day.
That's awesome.
It's on a program, so I don't have to pick it up. But then in the morning, the whole floor is vacuumed and it's just lovely. But mopping is the worst, okay?
It's the worst chore.
The worst. So even with it being automated and having vacuuming done, because our whole main level is all hardwood floors.
It's the changing of diapers of the house.
But it's like a diaper that lasts 25 minutes.
Yeah. A diaper that you also like sit on and like roll around on as well.
It's getting really weird.
Okay.
So my wife saw this product and she's like, man, this is freaking expensive because it's pricey for a mop.
Pricey.
Like most mops, you know, like even like a Swiffer, like $70 tops. Yeah. This one, like the low, because Tenneco has a bunch of them and they go anywhere from like $300 all the way up to like 800 bones. And I was like, whoa, there's no way it can be that great. And so my wife found it on a really good Black Friday deal and I'm like, fine. And it has changed my freaking life. I probably use it more than she does.
And Shane telling me about this made me buy one full price.
Did it really?
Yes.
Dang it. I should have gotten an affiliate link off of it.
Oh, yeah. No, I made full price, but it is worth it.
Dude, it's amazing. So what it is basically it's a rotating brush that also has some jets behind it that wet the floor and kind of get everything with detergent and water evenly sprayed across the whole thing. That's another thing I got. Like, it's not like, because like a Swiffer one, it just like sprays a bunch out the front and you have uneven wetness, right? Whereas this like gets the floor very even and it like polishes it so good. And it's pretty powerful motor. And so like we have LVT flooring, which is kind of like, it's like vinyl flooring or whatever, but it has grooves in it as part of the texture. This might gross you out. And I'm a pretty clean person. You've been to my house.
Okay.
When we started using it, I left it on for a second on one area and then I pulled it back and there was a huge strip where the brush had cleaned that got all this dirt out of the grooves that I didn't even know was there. It was a wild, and like we mop our floor quite a bit, but it never like gotten in the grooves. It was always kind of like on the surface.
Ooh.
And so it literally, like when I went over it really detailed, it took me like four different charges. The whole floor look was like three shades lighter. It was wild.
Whoa.
And anyway, the product, it makes it so you basically don't have to vacuum or mop. It is impressive how well it does it and how fast you can like basically mop your entire like floor.
Now let's get to your how you would sell this.
Okay, so if I would sell this, because this is, to me, this is such a differentiator of like it genuinely saves so much time and it genuinely like is amazing what it can clean up. So the first one I have is called Torture Test. So it's a dad who is progressively more impressed with the Tenneco vacuum mop and what it can clean up. It starts small after he spills some of his drink, just like some water. Then he spills like a full-on like Coke, like just full sugar, just show it, suck it right up, clean, dry, right away. Then he squirts some mustard on the floor, you know, real nasty.
A farting mustard,
nailed it. Every time, cleans it straight up. Then he puts like sugar, Coke, and mustard all in like a concoction, just goes straight over it, torture testing it more and more. And he's just like every time, like, oh my gosh, what could this thing not do? Then he starts getting a little bit more creative. Each time his mind is progressively more blown, he starts throwing cereal on the floor, crunching it up, pretzels.
You know how I'm seeing this? You know the Matilda scene where she's like moving up all the cereal boxes?
It's like to a Mamba song or something. Yeah,
that's how I'm seeing it. He's totally. Like excitedly just
destroying things.
Yeah,
yes,
that's very fun.
Exactly. And then he starts getting maniacal in his reaction every time his mind is more and more blown as it passes each test. When he sees out of the corner of his eye his dog taking a huge dump on the hardwood floor, his eyes go over and contemplates, raises his eyebrow. We see a close-up of the dog poop on the floor as the mop is coming in right towards it, kind of like a POV from the floor in. And then right before the music stops, his wife takes the vacuum out of his hand.
Because it doesn't clean that, right?
Well, I mean, I've never tried.
Okay.
And then the husband says, you know, it could have done it. And then she just like looks at him and hands him some paper towel and like some sanitizer.
Oh, fun.
And then, probably. But just because you can doesn't mean you should. And then it would like a tag on there would be like, Tenneco cleans just about everything.
Oh, fun.
So that's my first concept.
Okay. I love it.
kids wake up with her breakfast in bed. They're all happy, giving them a present. Mom opens a few. Dad gestures over to the corner where there's a vacuum-shaped object with a wrapping paper all over it with a bow, a nice bow on it. She looks skeptical. She opens it up to find that it is a actual vacuum as he looks on with eager anticipation. And then the mom realizes what it is and says, "What? A mop? What is this, 1954? Dad says, "It got great reviews." Mom, "Right, okay, patriarchy much?" Dad, "You were just saying the other day how much you hate sweeping, then mopping, and how much time it takes. You Sarah, you would be nice to combine both." Wife, "Well, this is what I think about your present." She actually picks up the vacuum and like takes a swing and chucks the vacuum across the room, hits a wall. "Hey, I mopped the floor too." And then it cuts to like dad to an interview with mom. "Yeah, not my best moment. Turns out this thing is really well built. Didn't break when I threw it against the wall, and it cleans great." And then dad cut to dad interview. "Yeah, in hindsight, I should have just got it for her as a surprise instead of giving it to her on her birthday. Might have gone over better." And then have a voiceover that says, "Taneko, a great surprise. Not just for not for her birthday or anniversary or Christmas. You should just buy it for her."
Oh yeah. I love that ending.
And I'm sure we could punch it up more and like make it more extreme. Yeah. And like, yeah, anyway, but like just like have it escalate really, really out of hand. Like yeah. And just go crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Fun.
There you go.
Okay, cool.
Shay, what you got?
Okay, so this is take a guess.
I'm going to guess it's a chapstick.
It is. It goes up like this. It's made out of metal. It's industrial chapstick.
Wait, the case is made out of metal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's very cool.
It's cool to the touch. I can confirm this.
Yes. So I went on Accutane and it destroyed everything about me. I rebirthed like a phoenix, but it dries you out completely. Yeah. And I tried so many different chapsticks. Everybody was like, "Vaseline, it's perfect. Aquaphor, that's it." Those did not work for me. They all dried my lips out more, but this saved my lips. I am telling you, it came down.
So it's called sugar?
Muad'Dib.
Muad'Dib.
Anyways, so this is interesting because there's not really a differentiating factor that I can determine except like its
holy
specific ingredients.
Holy smokes, that's expensive.
It is.
That's $30 for one tube.
It is only worth it if you are the driest
human
lass in the world or lad.
So, okay, is it like, sorry, I don't mean, continue your talk.
Okay,
your
speech, no, sorry. You can say your.
No, I'm like fascinated. $30 is like, that is so high. That is so much. Does it taste like sugar? Like, is it like, does it have sugars?
Tastes like lemon.
Does it have like, why is it called sugar? Do you know? Is it just like, I don't know, it's a name.
That's part of their ingredients.
Okay, sugar is on the ingredient
sugar,
list.
That's bad grammar, but it is an ingredient.
An effective anti-aging lip treatment is what it says. Formulated with sea fennel to fill the in fine lines and wrinkles while defining lip area.
Right. But I think, really, it just works for the driest of lips, and I'm not alone. There's I found it through a bunch of blogs of people who were on Accutane and said, this is the only thing that helped me.
So you were out like looking on like Reddit and stuff like that for people who are like, what do I do?
I was desperate.
Yeah. You know when you get to Reddit, you're desperate.
Yes. Desperate Reddit. Here's my first idea. I actually have more than you, but they're less fleshed out than you.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah. Okay. So,
way to flex.
One is to really show that this works. It's different women or men on Accutane, and it's a time lapse of their day, like all different parts. So like eating breakfast, reapplying, going to work, like close in and out to make a dynamic in and out of their lips of like what's going on in their day. Count how many times they reapply, and then a side by side of their lips at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. Because I genuinely
felt
like...
So they start crazy chapped.
Crazy chapped, which is how you wake up on Accutane, or you know, if you have really dry lips. So they start really chapped and then you see a very sped up time lapse, but you still see them going through their day like as much as possible, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the times that they reapply. And then you count them up how many times and then before and after.
So let me ask you this, Shay. How often were you applying that when you first got it?
That's a good question. I don't know the exact answer, but I would say maybe five times.
Five times a day.
Which I don't think is insane. No. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's like, especially if you're like, if you actively have dry lips, I feel like that's pretty normal.
Right.
Like 4 to 5 is pretty normal.
And if you're eating and afterwards.
Yeah.
The first time I would focus on one person, but then I think you could do like multiple, just those like before and after afterwards, after you've established the whole journey, or just how many applications and then what their lips look like afterwards. Because I know some people are against before and afters.
Yeah. Well, and I love the idea of like a time lapse though. Because have you ever seen that video of the guy who got his hand hurt?
Yeah.
And he took a video, like a time lapse of it healing over like, it was like 3 weeks.
Yes.
It was fascinating.
Yes. Or like those like rotting apple videos.
Yeah. Like a little grosser, but yeah, same idea.
But those are cool. And those happen after so much time. So if you like saw it happening and like, again, I know there's no way to be like, this is for sure, I'm not lying to you, this is the only chapstick I'm using.
Yeah.
But I think if you show enough of their life, it's convincing.
Well, I think it's like, I think the time lapse idea is very like, anyone can fake something with Photoshop these days. Anything can fake someone like with using other products, like you said. And so like, it feels like it's, you're putting under a level of scrutiny that can stand up as like a power claim of like, no, watch this. We actually filmed this person. And even like, doing it with like a long, like even behind the scenes of how they followed them around, how they framed it up every single shot. You know, they took like 700 shots in the day or whatever it ends up being.
You could even do an Inception. It's like of them filming, someone's filming them filming her, and then someone's filming like them filming them. Just for one shot, you zoom out and then zoom back in.
We have seven film crews. Just to make sure this works.
So that's my first idea.
Love it.
My second idea is the kiss test. Okay, so you know these.
You acted like a 12-year-old girl. You're like, kiss test.
This idea is crazy. Okay, so you know these.
Yeah, the cardboard cutouts.
Cardboard cutouts where you have the face cut out. But in this scenario, it would just be the lips.
Okay.
And then you would have, like, we'd say, like, 10 people in a row with that cutout of just their lips like this. And then one person would kiss all of those lips and only one of them would be wearing the fresh sugar.
And the question is, who has the nicest lips?
Who has the softest, most kissable lips?
And they're the most heinous looking out of all of them.
Well, that's
Love
the
is
thing.
Blind, joke's on you.
Yeah! Well, that's why I'm like, it'd be perfect because looks wouldn't
factor in.
Affect it. And then also I'm thinking it'd be fun. It could be all different like celebrities, or it could just be like one celebrity, like Sylvester Stallone, just in like different outfits and different poses. And they're like, I think it's tracksuit Sylvester Stallone. Like, I think that would be very fun.
But he has definitely some juicy lips.
He does.
That dude.
And then it's also just fun to imagine somebody talking just through their lips.
I think that that's like such a like striking visual of like it opening up, and maybe like you'd have like, if you had like five people, they're the ones explaining the bit.
What's
like,
going on?
We're
going to
test
lips.
Out. Yeah. They're, yeah. It's yeah. Each one. We're going to test out who has the softest lips out of all of us in this. We're all wearing, and only one of us is wearing sugar.
Ooh,
sugar versus the competitor. And you show all the different ones kind of pop up as labels.
Yes. Yeah. That would be
That'd
great.
Be a very upsetting visual to
very
see.
Very upsetting.
But
you know,
also like, you're like, what? That's like the perfect
like,
hook.
What's
like,
happening?
What am I seeing?
This first one's really simple. It's just a really ethereal aesthetic. It's like in the clouds. It's like wet. Everyone's like dewy. You know what I mean? It's kind of like those like weird perfume commercials where you're like, where are they?
Heaven.
Why are they in the sand but in the clouds? I don't get it.
Who knows?
But then they're they just say moist over and over again. So they're just like, why do people hate moist so much? I love how moist my lips are with fresh sugar lip treatment. The moistest moist. And they just do that.
The moistest moist.
And then my last idea is like a fairy godmother for your lips. I think this would be fun if she visits like a bunch of different people. So at first it's like a princess, but then it's just like a normal everyday girl, a girl on Accutane, like a teen who's like, I'm going through puberty. I'm really dry. What's happening? And maybe like she goes to a frog that was a human that's turned into a frog. And she's like, and then that's what turns him into a human. Anyways, you can tell I got a little crazy on this one. The line would be, you're happily ever after with hydrated lips.
Mmm. There are reviews on here. with Accutane specifically stated, I was like, you're putting a lot of emphasis on your personal experience.
I know. But
it's justified.
Yeah.
So to summarize, I'll summarize mine real quick.
Okay.
I think the reason the mop is amazing is because it really does combine two different things into one, and a meaningful time savings. And also it's like one of those products that like has a magic feel when it's like done. You're like, oh my gosh, it did what it was supposed to do. And it wasn't like super annoying to use or really inconvenient or clunky. It was just like, it did it.
I love this chapstick. It's a very saturated market, but this holds up to its claims, like in the toughest situation, Accutane. And so I think as much as you can show without any loopholes that your product actually works and make it in a funny, visually shocking way, I think I think this is already popular, but I think it would fly off the shelves.
Okay. Well, Fished. Thank you so much, Shay. We're going to get some products, more products on for next time. We're just going to keep doing this because you know what? Here at Harm Brothers, we love products.
And we love to show and sell.
Oh, okay. Because here at Harmon Brothers, we love to show and sell.
Thank you for watching Raising Unicorns.
Subscribe now.